Good morning. So this week, we're at question 112. What do we pray for in the fifth petition? In the fifth petition, which is, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors," we pray that God, for Christ's sake, would freely pardon all of our sins, which we are rather encouraged to ask because of his grace, and we are enabled from the heart to forgive others. And our proof text comes from Psalm 51, verses 1, 2, 7, and 9, also from Daniel chapter 9, and then we'll also be reading in Matthew 18:35. Starting in Psalm 51, this is the psalm that David prayed after he was confronted by Nathan the prophet. "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit." And we'll also be reading out of Daniel 9. Starting in verse 16. "O Lord, according to all your righteous acts, let your anger and your wrath turn away from your city Jerusalem, your holy hill, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and your people have become a byword among all who are around us. Now therefore, O our God, listen to the prayer of your servant and to his pleas for mercy. And for your own sake, O Lord, make your face to shine upon your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations, and the city that is called by your name. For we do not present our pleas before you because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, pay attention and act. Delay not for your own sake. O my God, because your city and your people are called by your name." And I think one of the beautiful things in this section of scripture is Daniel actually does go and confess the sins of his forefathers, which I find to be an important thing in our lives as well. Obviously, our ancestors were people. They had a sinful, fallen nature just like we do. And it's good to be able to confess the sins of your forefathers. We definitely know in our country, like, a lot of our ancestors committed quite a bit of iniquity, as we do in our present age. So it's always good to keep that in perspective. And in Daniel's plea here, he also pleads that it's not because of our righteousness. He says, it's not for my righteousness, our righteousness. There's nothing we did that was righteous. Forgive us because of your mercy, Lord. And that's the right attitude when we approach the Lord. Finally, in Matthew 18, "Then Peter came up and said to him, 'Lord, how often will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? As many as seven times?' Jesus said to him, 'I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times.'" Now listen to the words of Jesus as he tells this parable. "Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold, with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." And out of the pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, "Pay what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported it to their master, all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant, as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all of his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. And one of the things I think we often get wrong is we look at the scriptures and we try to look at it through a 21st century mindset. And a lot of times we lose the original intent of the meaning. But the reverse is also true. Sometimes if we really want to understand something, we have to kind of put it in a perspective where we can understand. So a talent, now mind you, the one servant owed his master 10,000 talents, was a monetary unit of worth, about 20 years of wages for a worker. To put that in perspective, the average U.S. income is $59,000. So that would have came out to $11,800,000,000 U.S. currency that he owed his master. And his master, out of the pity, forgave him. In contrast, this other servant owed that servant 100 denarii. 100 denarii was about a day's wage for a laborer. On the average, we have about 261 work days a year. So based off the yearly income, that amounts to about $22,000. So his master forgave him almost a $12 billion debt in our monetary system, but he wouldn't forgive a $22,000 debt. And to put that in, to re-put that into a perspective, we have to remember, and this is often a hard one, especially when you have a brother that offends you, that we need to forgive them because the Lord forgave us, and the debt we owe to him is so much greater than anything we could ever experience in this earth. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for the words of Jesus here and his teaching through the parable. And Father, we ask that you would forgive us our debt as we forgive those who debt against us. Father, because the debt we owed you, we can never pay. But in your great love, you sent Jesus, your son, to die in our place, that debt could be forgiven. Father, help us to always hold that in perspective and to never forget that or take that lightly. In Jesus' name, amen.